tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything,
Here I go again. I'm standing with the hurt and pain in my hands. Whenever are you going to understand? I don't know if I should do what I'm told. I think that we're moving kind of slow. I don't know why we're just wasting time.
Stay on. make me wanna. Couldn't forgive myself, I don't believe, if I let you slip away again. What a pity, what a shame, I'd be a fool to let this situation get out of hand.
We're back in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, hope you guys enjoyed all the music tonight that we're playing over here on the E-Man After Show. We're excited that you guys would join me on tonight. You're enjoying all the music. I think we're having a little technical difficulty, but we're still here. So we want to thank you guys for joining. I see you guys standing by on the phone line. We are standing by on the phone line, and I am trying to bring you guys in. Let's go to another break here real quick and see if I can bring you guys in.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Back, we're back. It is the E-Man After Show. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. We're just sitting back tonight, relaxing a little bit, playing a little music for you. Hopefully you guys enjoying the music on tonight. And so guess what? I see the fellow standing by. I'm going to try to bring Mr. T. Smiley up. I believe his number is last 4 numbers, 4663. Hello, T. Smiley. How you doing, sir?
What's up? What's up? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, we just chilling like a bug tonight here on We Talk Radio, the E-Man After Show. Just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show and over here tonight just playing a lot of good music tonight. I want you guys to sit back and enjoy the music. Next week, we're going to come back, Mr. T, and we're going to talk about men and health. That's what we're talking about next week. And so I'm glad you're enjoying the music. How you doing tonight, brother?
Man, you know I'm doing good. Still trying to recuperate. Yesterday. Yeah, yesterday went out to the gun range and shot a couple weapons. So other than that, I had a good time. Got some food last night. So yeah.
Right. Well, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. We had a great weekend this weekend. Have done a lot. And so we're excited tonight, just to be chilling and just playing a lot of good music, because ain't nothing like some feel-good music, Mr. T,
Yeah, real quick, E-Man, this is your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the E-Man
Hello,
After
Kia
Show
D.
right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yes, I'm sorry I had to come chime in just a wee bit. I did hear Mr. T. Smiley say what a great time he had on yesterday. He just forgot to mention one small thing. He forgot to mention, it's the little things in life. he forgot to tell you he went out to the strip club. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, you going to put him on blast like that, huh?
Yeah, listen, you gotta tell E-Man After Show about the strip club. Man, I heard he had a good time last night. He did. He went out with my brother-in-law, and I'll let T-Smile tell you about it. But I was like, you're not going to tell him about the strip club.
You know how most, all right, put it like this. Most dudes go to a strip club, and all you would think they would want to do is be running up behind the women trying to get a lap dance and be all in their face. Mm-hmm. Well, last night wasn't that type of party. Yeah, we went to a strip club. It was cool. But when I tell you it was crowded, man, it was so much crowded to all we could do is just, we found the table. We, got the guy pay for the table and sat down, man, and just watched the people just pretty much push folks out the way trying to get through the crowd. And I was just like, this ain't, let's just get something to drink, get something to eat and leave.
They was trying to get through the crowd or trying to get to the cut it.
I don't know what they were trying to get to. I don't know what they were trying to get to, but I know I was sitting in the chair. I was sitting in the chair and just kind of like not really like trying to focus on anything, only because of the lights.
Uh-huh.
In a strip club, the lights is real, real flashy. You know what I mean?
E-Man, y'all got to do this. There's a lot of stereotypes with women, some women,
mm-hmm.
and some women are completely against it. I don't have a problem with the strip club, being honest with you. I don't have a problem with it. I done been to the strip club in Mexico, in the barrio, and I done been to the one in Vegas, the top dollar ones. No, this is no joke. I literally, when I was in Mexico, how I ended up at the strip club in the Barrio. I have no idea, but shout out to everybody that was there. We had a good time. I have no problem with it, but there are a lot of women who have this conception that when a man goes to the strip club, that, you know, if he power boating the boobies, blah, 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 and he motorboating, that's it. I don't even know how to say it, motorboating the boobies, you know, and slapping the booty cheeks and stuff. But a lot of times, gentlemen really go for the atmosphere and the environment. You know, can y'all kind of discuss that on one of y'all's radio shows one day, you know, to kind of let the ladies know it's okay to enjoy a booty cheek or two every now and then. Not to watch it, not to enjoy it on your own, but just to watch it at a strip club.
It's okay to be there and not actually be involved.
Right. Absolutely.
It's okay to be there and
it's all
and
entertainment.
To music, chilling with your homeboys, just listen to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And if a chick come up, you know what I'm saying? It's either yes or no. It's either you gonna get a lap dance from this girl, or you gonna tell her, "Nah, I'm cool, I'm chilling." You know what I mean?
You gonna either pay her or you not, because at the end of the day, it's about the dollar bill.
Yeah, it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. I already paid $25.
Exactly.
You've been there. You think I'm gonna pay you $20 so you can dance on me just a little bit and then get gone? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can get that at home for you. You know what I mean? Like,
Let me ask you this. This would be my question, Mr. T. Why you didn't call me last night? I was chilling like a bird. I could have went hung out a little bit last night, Mr. T.
Listen, let me tell
you know,
so.
Next time, give him a call.
I didn't even know I was going. Tell you, we started out at the at the gun range. We started out playing. We started out shooting at the gun range out over in Addison. No, Arlington over there by the Cowboy Stadium. We started out over there, and then we went and got some food. You know, some Cajun food, and then we went to this hole in the wall. We went to a hole in the wall, man. I tell you, a hole in the wall. Those you don't know. We was over in South Dallas, and it was something else, man. It was something else. We were sitting out in the car waiting on the other guys to get there, man, and all we heard was in between gunshots and fireworks. So we was like, you know, it's 12 midnight, and it's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy being in the area. Shout out to, we actually went and seen a guy performed last night over there, and it was actually pretty good. And then once we left there, man, we went to the booty club about 2 this morning, about 2:30 this morning. So,
So y'all hung out a little bit last night, huh?
Yeah, we hung out, man. We hung out.
E-Man, they're going to make sure you're there next time. You the cool cat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hey, listen, they might think I'm the popo. You know, I walk up in there, who is this brother? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm coming in with a briefcase, you know.
And a suit.
Yeah, for sure.
And a hat. Do you hear me? With clean.
And a hat. And clean. We like, I don't know if that's the po-po or he owned the club, you know. He's a businessman for sure. But we want to thank all you guys over on We Talk Radio, the We Talk Radio Network. This is the E-Man After Show. We're just playing a lot of good music tonight, chilling like a bird. Why? Because I just finished the Man to the Mentel show, and those of you, anything about Dallas, Texas, we do this show out here off of I-20, and I tried to rush over to my studio after doing the Man to the Mentel studio, so get in my studio, it got locked out. And so guess what? We playing a bunch of music tonight. We playing some music, talking to T. Smiley. He didn't call and tell me he went to the strip club last night. I missed all the fun. So guess what? We just going to sit back and do some entertainment and play some music, and we'll talk about our hot topic next week. We'll talk about men and hell next week. But for tonight, we just sit back playing some music. Why? Because I just feel like chilling like a bull. Because, Mr. T, I know you heard a lot of good music over at the strip club last night. You say you was in South Dallas, you know, over there in South Dallas.
I heard some music. I heard some music that I had no knowledge of, and then I heard some music that I was like, okay, I heard this on the radio, and, you know, it was different. I must say it was different, man, because when you know, when you don't know no music, you know, you sit there and watch everybody else that know like every word, and you just like, wow, like this is crazy. Like, where I've been at, you know?
Right. When the last time you been to a strip club, Mr. T?
Oh man, it's been a long time, my friend. It's been, I don't even know. Like, it's been a while.
We went to one in Vegas. That was the last.
But that was still a while.
Because you know. You know, because what's amazing, I haven't been in a while. I think the last time I've been to a strip club, kid you not, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes did a movie, and we shot a scene in the strip club. And that was the last time I've been in. That's been by, what, 10 years now, you know.
Wow.
He did his movie, and we shot a scene in one of the Dallas strip clubs that's in his movie. And that's the last time I've been to one. You know, so, you know, as you go now, as you get a little older, you go for different reasons. You're just going to chill. It's like almost like going to a jazz club to me. You know, you just go around and think. Mm-hmm. You know, you just chilling like a bug. But, Mr. T, I want to switch the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the E-Man After Show tonight. We're just sitting back chilling like a bug, playing a lot of good music. But, I'm in the Cave Radio Show. I want you guys to really check out the Cave Radio Show. It is every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I got the host on the line because yesterday I was able to jump into the Cave Show, and we had an interesting conversation. We talked about gray sweatpants. I don't know if y'all out there know what gray sweatpants is all about, you know. So we're going to play a song, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to Mr. T about gray sweatpants. I want you guys to keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. Listen, you got to be grown to listen to the E-Man After Show. This is a grown folk show, and so guess what? We're going to come back in a minute. We're going to play some more good music, and we're going to come back and talk to Mr. T about, you know, about gray sweatpants. To all you men, let's see if you know what gray sweatpants is all about. Y'all keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore. No.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days.
temperature's rising. I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all.
Oh, yes. It is Evan After Show. We just sit back tonight, chilling like a bug, playing a lot of good music for you tonight. Hope you guys are enjoying the music on the Evan After Show. Listen, you can always join me each and every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have great conversation. Me and the fellows, we just sit around the table and play a few dominoes and talk about me and stuff. But tonight, we just chilling like a bug. I'm into Frankie Beverly Mays, so I just want you to sit back, enjoy Frankie, because we all are one. This is the National Anthem right here on the E-Man After Show. Come on, Frankie.
I'm not afraid.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com. Yes, yes, it is E-Man After Show. I'm excited and delighted that you guys will join me on tonight. Hopefully you're sitting back enjoying this great, wonderful music that E-Man is playing for you on tonight. Kind of took me back a little bit. Frankie Beverly and Maze and Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Reasons, We Are One. So just thought I'd play a lot of good music for you on tonight. You know, it's a Sunday afternoon. We're broadcasting this show down in Dallas, Texas. It's warm outside, and hope you got the teacup down, just sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the great music. Yes, the E-Man After Show. Join me next week. We'll be back, and we'll be doing Men's Talk next week. We'll talk about real boys and real men talk on next week. We got a topic we're going to put out there. We're going to talk about men in hell. But tonight, I'm just playing some good music. Got Mr. T Smiley hanging out with me tonight. Another brother on the line. I got Anthony Smith hanging out with me tonight. We just sit back and join them for music. Anthony, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Anthony? You sit
yes,
back
sir.
And join
I'm
this
here,
music.
Brother,
you sit back and join this good music. Mr. T Smiley, you hanging out with me tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yeah, we just sit back, man. I'm just playing good music because ain't nothing like to feel good music on a Sunday evening, you know. So I'm glad that you guys would join in tonight. But tonight, I just wanted, to try to take y'all back a little bit. And Mr. Tito been over to the strip club. So I just thought I'd take us back and play some, we'll play some good music tonight. Anthony, what you know about them strip clubs, brother?
Hey, man. Now, them days are way back. Nowadays, there's too much temptation in there for me. I got to stay away.
You gotta stay away from the strip club. Mr. T Smiley, he just went and hung out a little bit. He just went and hung out a little bit, you know, in the strip club last night. You know how we do it. You know how we men do it. Every now and then we want to get out and just let the wind blow in our hair. You know what I'm saying? And so that was one of them nights last night. Yeah, so, but guys, I'm excited that you guys would join me on tonight. Listen, I got somebody flagging me. I'm going to try to bring them up because I'm getting ready to end this show, but I got 4 minutes before I end this show. Maybe last four numbers, 43048. Hello, you on the E-Man After Show. Who is this? Last four numbers, 3048. Who is this? Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
You ain't supposed to give them all that. This is Big Joe.
Big Joe, how you doing, Big Joe?
I'm doing
how you doing,
all right,
sir?
I'm all right.
Oh, man.
Hanging out with your fellas.
Oh, yeah, man. We just hanging out tonight playing a lot of good music on tonight, man. Sound like you riding with the T-tops down, you know, with the dumbing in the back, digging the scene with the big dice in the mirror, you know. Woo-hoo!
The big
so how your Sunday
dice.
Evening going, Big Joe?
Fuzzy dice. The big fuzzy dice.
Yes, sir. Well, man, I'm so excited that you would call in to the E-Man After Show tonight. Next week, we're gonna drop a hot topic on the brother. We're going to talk about men in hell. Tonight, I just want to sit back and just relax and play a lot of good music. Because, you know, every now and then, man, you just have to get the stress off. you know, and just lay back and enjoy some good feel-good music. So that's what tonight was all about tonight, Big Joe. But I'm glad you would join in and listen to some of this good music. How you doing, Big Joe?
I'm doing absolutely fine. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I can't complain. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm talking to a young man that he has a show over here on We Talk Radio. And you need to chime in every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to let Big Joe tell you a little bit about his show. It's called Mind, Body, and Soul. Tell us a little bit about your show, Big Joe.
And that's exactly what we touch on. We touch on something for the mind, something for the body, and something for the soul. It's good talk all the way around, as well as good music. We have interviews as well, and just good topics. Some topics that you might have wanted to discuss but didn't know how to bring it around. I mean, we discuss mental health. We've discussed even the simple things as if we're no longer under the law, why do we still pay tithes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I
hear you.
It's just good conversation. And we've had ministers, pastors come on and clear some things up for some people who didn't know. And to get a good understanding. And it, again, it's something that will feed your mind. It's something that will feed your body and your soul as well. Check us out every Saturday at 6 o'clock right here on We Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, we want you guys, you have to definitely check out that show. And then I want you every Saturday morning to go over to the K Radio show at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Mr. T. Smiley, he hosts that show. Mr. T., tell us a little bit about your show, sir.
All right. Well, you know what? First of all, I want to let you know I went ahead and moved that time on down so we can't have time to talk about. I want us to get to this sweatpants situation here in a minute.
Stay with me, Big Joe. Stay with me, Big Joe.
Yes, the Cave Radio Show. You can check me out on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You know, we kick back. We enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? We talk sports. We hang out. We're in the cave room, you know what I'm saying? So we just chilling. Every conversation, you know, of course, we have interviews. We've interviewed some incredible people on the show and still trying to get some people on. So if y'all want to have a good Saturday morning, wake up with me on the K Radio show right here on We Talk Radio.
He didn't just forgot about me all the way around.
Guess what?
I disagree. It's cave. We're the cavemen. You know what I'm saying? So when I said the cavemen, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, he's talking about all the cave radio show consists of T Smiley, Big Joe, and all the fellas. So listen, guys, we want you guys to check out these gentlemen's show. You got Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe. You got the K show. Then you got the Even After show on a Sunday night, like what we're doing right now. We come around the table, play a few dominoes. You know how we men do. We play a few dominoes. We talk about men issues. And we talk about the things that the sisters want us to talk about. You know, bars none. You know, we take our, you know, titles off, and we just get down and talk about real stuff. And so, yeah, I've been over here on We Talk now for about, 6 weeks, getting ready to have some great interviews. We're going to do a lot of interviews. We're going to do a lot of live broadcast outings, you know, where we're live out on remote. We're going to do a lot of great things on the E-Man After Show, but we're going to tackle some conversations, too. You know, and so, because this is what we men do. And so with that being said, yesterday I joined the Cave Show on yesterday, and we got into a topic talking about sweatpants. To those of you over on the network, listen, I do want to say this here. We got a brand new website. Yes, we got a brand new website. It's www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. We want you guys to check out all these shows because we have a lot of great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network, and we want you to go and check it out. But listen, we got a YouTube channel. We got a YouTube channel. I want you to check that out also. It's called We Talk Radio Network. We want you to like. We want you to share. You can even make a comment if you like. But listen, you got to subscribe for the YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network. So we want you guys to check out all the shows that's over here. I want to thank these guys that's hanging out with me tonight. But I kind of want to talk about this, because we talked about it yesterday in the man cave show. Do you, brother Anthony, you on the line? Do you know about gray sweatpants, Anthony? You on the line?
Gray.
You know what?
Gray,
you know,
sweatpants.
Gray sweatpants. Uh huh. What? When men wear gray sweatpants, what comes to your mind? Yeah.
I guess we're going to work out, brother Elvis.
Okay. That's what comes to your mind. Well, you know, Big Joe, won't you tell us a little bit about the gray sweatpants, sir, situation?
I'm not and even we can... in that. I was just a victim. You're going to have to break your D. I know she's somewhere around. I'm not even going to be able to.
Well, T-Smile on the line. T-Smile, tell me something about these gray pants, man. So, because, you know, all men need to understand about these gray pants. These sisters like these gray pants. You can wear them to church. You can wear them wherever you want to wear them.
Don't wear them to church. Don't wear them.
Don't wear them to church.
Well, that called the problem in church, Big Joe.
That is not church attire.
Well, you know, today they say come as you are.
That ain't what they meant.
That ain't what they meant, Big Joe. Well, you know, they wear some of anything in the church today, man. I seen a young lady today in church. She looked like she had a gown on today. You know, she had one of them skinny. It was a nice shirt, Big Joe, but it was a skinny strap. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, maybe she just came from L.A. I don't know, because you know that's the way they dress up there in L.A. when they go to church. You know, they come as they are. What's wrong with the gray sweatpants? Joe said, not the church, not church attire, huh, Big Joe?
I'm gonna say I did. Yeah, I'm gonna
plead the fifth. Mr. T. Smiley, jump on in this conversation. What you know about gray sweatpants, sir?
Yeah, so I was letting y'all do your thing real quick, but all right. So gray sweatpants, you know, I was confused too. I was kind of like a deer in headlights, like when this situation all played out. But let's just say, don't wear gray sweatpants. To like a, you know, like a chill out barbecue where there's going to be potential women there that's, you know, single, you know what I mean? Because evidently, my boy Big Joe went to go pick up some food one day, and he went inside this house, and he was wondering why he got all this special treatment. I mean, he was getting special treatment, extra food, extra plates and stuff, and they were talking about, oh, Big Joe, and then I was like, thinking in my mind, like, what was the deal? Like, what am I missing? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't get it. And so we left, and we were leaving, and Kid D had to explain to me what the actual reasoning behind this strange behavior. So I'm going to bring in Miss Kid D. Miss Kid D is right here. And she's going to
bring the founder in on this conversation.
We're going to find out exactly what the gray sweatpants mean definition. Go ahead.
Ladies.
Hello, Miss Kia D. How you doing this evening?
Ladies, listen, I I'm not too good tonight because I'm breaking a code. It's a girl code that I'm kind of breaking tonight. I broke it on yesterday,
uh-oh,
so I have to keep it going. Ladies, I am telling a couple secrets. That's all right. They need to know this one, ladies. They need to know. So for those of you who actually do wear gray sweatpants like Big Joe to church sometimes, to sing in the church choir, even direct it, you know, whatever you're going to do in your gray sweatpants, just be mindful of the fact that those gray sweatpants definitely show your print. That beautiful print that's below your waist, It shows absolutely everything in those great sweatpants. So if you're really trying to entice somebody and show somebody what you got, put them gray sweatpants on, okay?
I had no intentions. My intentions was comfort.
Big Joe was right. Let me explain the party piece so that way I can wrap that in. Thank you, T Smiley. So at this particular party, you know, it was one of our We Talk Radio Network team members at the time. She was having a barbecue and we were in times and she wanted everybody to celebrate. I think it was her mom's birthday. Everybody loves her mom and she had invited everybody over, but we weren't going to stay. We were just going to ride through, grab a plate, say hey, and everybody was going to go. That was the deal. Big Joe got there first. He got to say hey and then he left, right? Everybody else was like, hey. He was like, hey. You know? But they was like, hey, you know. And so we got there literally as Big Joe pulled off, maybe 2-3 minutes he'd been gone, we get there. And when we go inside, the only thing that the entire house is talking about, all the women, of course, and a couple of the gay guys, I ain't gonna lie. The only thing that the house
was rocking
about.
I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Those gray sweatpants, okay? Those gray sweatpants, they could not stop talking about it, so much so that even the women who were over 50 and 60, well, honey, hot and bothered. Mm-hmm. They were completely hot and bothered. I had brought my man. We didn't stay long, and luckily he had on a pair of jeans. Otherwise, I was going to make him go outside and sit in the car. But I'm just saying, yeah, it was a crazy day. Big Joe, shout out to you and your gray sweatpants. Top of the town.
Big Joe, he was just going to work out, Kia D, and he just stopped by to get him a plate, you know. And unfortunately, he had on workout gear, you know. And you know how sweatpants is. Every now and then, they just show everything you got. So Big Joe just up in there. He just up in there getting them a plate.
Comfort.
So my question is: Can we wear gray sweatpants to the church or no?
No.
Big Joe, can? Huh?
No. No, you cannot wear gray sweatpants to the church. You'll mess around and get extra plates on Sunday, and you won't know why you're getting extra plates.
Somebody get a love offer. What do you mean?
You get a love offer, Big Joe.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? You singles might get a love offering. You get a couple of plates, you know, some gift cards for some cologne. Might get another pair of gray sweatpants. Might get the Nike gray sweatpants. You know what brand was that you wearing, Joe?
I'm not telling nothing. All I'm gonna say is they are retired. I don't wear them no more. I don't even wear them to sleep.
You don't retire them, huh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know about some sweatpants, so the next barbecue we hang out at, you know, wear you some sweatpants, and if you're single, and see what happens. See if you get some extra barbecue and some potato salad and some baked beans. You know what I'm saying? Because, Joe, you come figure out why you was getting all that attention, huh?
Now, there is another part to that.
Come on, help
to that whole scenario. Now, if how do I put this? If you ain't got no big in your name, then you might not want to wear the sweatpants. You might not get the extra potato salad. You might get the short end of the stick. They might mess around and throw the chicken on the ground. And then try to hand you the chicken that's been dropped. You know, every once in a while, some chicken fall. They might
right,
look around
right.
and hand you the drop.
Woo! Well, this is what we do around the domino table, lady. This is kind of conversation me and have around the domino table. You know, this is a grown folks show. If your kids is listening, it might be a little sensitive to their ears, you know. Just tell them you'll be all right. This is what me and do. You know, every now and then, you know, we slanging and hanging, you know, because I done seen preachers I ain't gonna say I didn't say that part.
Hold on, we gotta put the disclaimer in here right there. For all y'all that was listening, that was not Big Joe that said that part. I didn't say nothing about slagging, nothing. That was all E-Man.
Yeah, and so notice the opinions and views, no E-Man After Show does not reflect the opinion and views of We Talk Radio Network and E-Man After Show. It's just our opinion, you know. So, you know, because, you know, I haven't seen women, I haven't seen preachers sit up there just legs just wide open, you know, so I don't know what they're doing. So, but just don't wear no sweatpants because, you know, a lot of churches today, they dressing down, what they call dress down. I see them preaching in sweatpants. I see them wearing sweatpants. So I don't know. So now, you know, I don't know what that means, but y'all have enlightened me this week. You know, I have been enlightened about you.
I didn't know neither. You wasn't by it.
Yeah, because, you know, we're the new generation because, you know, hey, it's a lot going on nowadays. We found out yesterday you could blow in a brother's ears and all kind of stuff start happening. You know?
I'm just gonna shut up right there. That seems like a good time for Joe to shut up.
Go ahead, Miss Kia.
Y'all found out yesterday too that the size of your nose matters also.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was edumacated on yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
I got some edumacation.
I still don't see
how that factor in. And what does it say for women? What does it say for women that have big noses? I'm confused. Help me out. Please, don't make me call names. I'll call some names and I'll get in trouble right now. I swear to some of them famous names.
Well, we already did the disclaimer on the E-Man After Show. We got the own on here. She ain't text me yet, so we good. go right ahead.
Some of them famous names. Y'all don't. What's her name? Kelly Price got a real wide nose. What does that?
What does that mean? She done got turned out, Big Joe. That's what that means. Her nose is spread and what? Some brother done put it down. I mean, what part she don't understand? Her nose is wide open. See all up in her nostril. That's what that means.
That's not,
you know,
a good
nose
thing.
Just,
I don't know if that's a good thing. I shouldn't be able to see your nasal cavity from just looking. I don't.
So what you saying is if a woman knows so big, you can see her brain is like, oh man, she can do some things.
That's what I'm trying to find out. That's what I don't know. I'm going to start looking at women's noses completely different nowadays.
Well, won't you take a few applications, Big Joe?
You got it, E-Man. This is your show. Bring all applications to E-Man right here.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're having fun tonight. This is around the domino table. This is how we men talk around the domino table. We just let y'all have a sneak peek of how we conversate around it. Y'all say y'all want to know what we talk about. This is what we talk about. You know, we talk about real men stuff. And so, you know, we live
we
in.
We ain't talked this, about this, no noses before. That's new. That's new.
Well, this is new generation. Because you ain't even heard about the ear, Big Joe. The ear has been, that ain't new, Big Joe. You know?
I guess it's just a man. Blowing in my ear ain't going to do, depending on how much you blow, that ain't going to do too much.
I mean, I know, of course we ain't getting no hard, just, none of that. I'm talking about the little,
you ain't lived life if you ain't had your ear.
I told going to take a few applications. Big Joe. Come
that's
on, Big
Joe. I'll pass. I'll pass.
You plead the fifth. I understand.
I'll pass. Now, you heard some of the things T. Smiley done said on the radio. He done lost
heard
his
some of the
man
things?
Card a couple of times. He done lost his man card a couple of times.
All right, listen.
Hey, maybe about last year, you know, I had a little special little voice that I did. I'm thinking, you know, we all hear Big Joe's voice, you know, he got a deep voice and everything.
Right.
If somebody blew
right.
in Big Joe ear, I guarantee you Big Joe gonna be like, oh my Lord, I feel good. Oh my Lord, I'm good.
Hey, trust me, if my voice ever go that high, whoever it is that blew anywhere, they getting out of my damn house.
Big Joe said, no, ain't number two tips going in my ear. Is that what you're saying, Big Joe?
I'm good.
It is what it is. You know, get your boo thing and tell her to blow in your ear and see what happens. How about that? How about that? Well, it's all over here on the E-Man After Show. Listen, guys, we just hanging around the domino table tonight. You know, we just chilling like a blood, playing good music. Man, I you know, Frankie Beverly be in town. I think I seen the itinerary. I think he be in town in a couple of months. Got to go see Frankie. Ain't nothing like a Frankie Beverly concert, dressed in white.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Hey, E-Man, what we need to do is go ahead and get that media access. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to actually go ahead and work on that. Yeah. Then well, we can be backstage because we actually were here a couple of years ago when we had the opportunity to have media access. So you send me the information, and I'll make sure we get it taken care of.
Yes. We want to check out Frankie Beverly and Maze. They'll be in town. I think the last one I worked, I had an opportunity to go. Well, you know, I always get backstage access, Miss Kia, you know that. And had a conversation, went back and talked to Mr. Frankie Beverly. You know, he had been battling throat cancer. But he talked about how God has healed him of throat cancer. And, you know, one of the things he did share with me, that's been about a couple of years, his voice is not really gone from the cancer. His voice is really gone from singing. He had messed up his vocal cords in singing. And so he was going to take a couple of years off just to allow his voice to rest. So when Frankie get back in a couple of months, we all going to have our white hats on, media access passes in the back. We're going to be throwing down. Why? Because we are one. You know?
Yeah.
Happy feeling. Or it's going to be on down here in Dallas, Texas. So, yeah, Miss Davis, I got to let you know and so we can make sure we get our media. We Talk Radio can be up in the building for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a Frankie Beverly and Maze fan for sure. Ain't nothing like a Frankie Beverly and Maze concert. When everybody's rocking, we are one. Look at California. Oh, y'all trying to start something. Listen, I got to get on up out of here tonight. I've been hanging out with these fellas tonight. We just hanging out, having fun on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to get back into our hot topic on next week. We're going to talk about men and health. And so we want you guys to come back next week and join us. Tonight was just a night of relaxation and playing a lot of great music. You know, took me back or Earth, Wind, and Fire. T. Smiley, you done been to an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert, sir?
No, sir, I have not.
Listen. You know, I think Maurice, Miss Davis, Maurice, did he pass? I think Maurice passed, didn't he?
He did. But they have somebody to replace him. I think it's his son plays the organ or piano just like him and literally looks like him. But I don't know if he sings, but I do know they have somebody else that replaced him.
Well, if you've seen the Virtus Earth, Wind, and Fire against the Isley Brothers. And I think Steve Harvey hosted that. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
did you see that? man, it ain't nothing like, it ain't like, see, music, all music is just music, you know, and I love all music. I love feel-good music. I love rap music. I love jazz. I love gospel music. I like soul music, because all music comes to do is to make you feel good, you know, to uplift you. And when we grew up, them songs Mr. T, they was singing about had meaning. I ain't knocking none of the artists today. You know, I think I was on Destiny show the other night. I'm hyped with BB, and she was talking about, you know, the virtuous, you know, battles with who was that, with Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown, and you know, and, yeah, you know, I get it, but ain't nothing like some Earth, Wind, and Fire, some Frankie Beverly and Maze, and some Isley Brothers. Listen here.
Oh, I love that. That's my number one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, they lie to bring Ron, you know, Frankie Beverly lie to bring Ron Isaac. He lie to come in out of the back with his cane and his hat on. Why you think I'm wearing big hats, Mr. T? See, I'm old school.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, I like that. I like that, too. I like that.
Yeah, I'm an old school bro, you know. So I love all good music, because all music, see, music is good for the soul. And you got to understand what, especially black music. Man, black love and black music will do it every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm excited that you guys would join me on tonight. I see you hanging out. Those of you over on the Nerf Work, thank you for listening to the E-Man after show. We went a little bit over last night. I want to thank Big Joe. Check out the Big Joe show every Sunday, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. on We Talk Radio Network. It's Mind, Body, and Soul. Joe deal with the mind, he deal with the body, and he deal with the soul. An awesome show. Want you to check out all the shows over here on the network. Had an opportunity this weekend to check out the Diamond Crew podcast. Listen, you want to check out the Diamond Crew podcast on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. They doing the doggone thing. Yeah, I chimed in and checked them out. So, you know, you want to check them out just as well. You want to check out the K Radio show. Anthony, you know, Anthony. You hanging out with me? You still on the line, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm ready,
you might
man.
Be on mute. Listen, I want you to check out the K Radio. I want you to come into the K Radio show on Saturday morning. Dwayne said he was gonna come in this next Saturday morning. He was gonna come in because he had to fly out of town this weekend. And I don't know if he went out of town, but I think he had a situation in his family. But he gonna join the K Radio show, because this is what we brothers do. We want to support each other. We want to support these shows, because T Smiley have a lot of great topics. We have fun. We talk from all genders of life, because guess what? This is what we men do. And if we ain't got nowhere to relieve our stress, what can we relieve it at? We go to work, we play hard, we work hard, so we just want to chill hard. And I want you guys to check out. Anthony, I know you may be working on Saturday, but you know, take your phone with you. Call 563-999-3456 and tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Mr. T. Smiley has some great topics. And, man, I enjoy his show, so, you know, we try to get – not trying. We want the men to go over there and check out his show. Those of you on the network, you know what? Check out the link. Click on the link. And, you know, guess what? Just sit up and join Mr. T. Smiley and Big Joe and all the fellas that joined the K Radio show. We had the owner there this past Saturday. She joined the men. Yeah, tell her sister. They can join, too. Listen, Big Joe ain't got problem with you, you know. Big Joe ain't got no problem. You know what I'm saying? Big Joe might have some sweatpants up in the K Radio show, you know. You know, so we're going to have fun. So, Mr. T., man, I thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I'm getting ready to get on up out of here. Thank you for all that you do, sir, over here on We Talk Radio. Man, this brother, he proposed last week. I hung out with Mr. T and Miss Kia Davis. He proposed to Miss Kia Davis off the chain. Want you guys to go on the network and check out those videos. Because Mr. T said we go tell them a little bit about your proposal, man, because you did that doggone thing, brother.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I was just about to say, if y'all want to check that proposal out, we do have a video up on our network, page. That's wetalkradio.com. You go on there and you'll see it right there, and it'll forward right there to it'll take you right there to YouTube. We got it posted up on YouTube, so
you guys will be able to check it out. Listen, man, that was something. That was something that I didn't even. I seen it, but I didn't see all of that. You know what I mean? So it was a great time, and I was just happy that you, Mr. E-Man, I was happy and very happy that you were able to come. You and Miss Mandy, the mentor.
Yes, she enjoyed. She out there crying. I'm talking, what you crying for? And Mr. T, I think you had everybody was because it was touching. It was beautiful to see the kids, and you know what was interesting, you know, because I didn't know, and I don't think you know, it was interesting how the topics went on the E-Man after show. I said, I hope I didn't pressure this brother into making the decision, but found out he already had it planned. Because, you know, we started out talking about how long is it before you date, court, or live with a woman. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And before I know anything, Mr. T was proposing. I said, well, you know, but then, you know, I understand this was playing a long time ago. So it had nothing to do with my topic. So, you know, real love. Man, one number, real love. It was beautiful. We so excited. Mandy enjoyed it. We enjoyed the firecracker. Mandy and I came out there and ate up all y'all food, ate up all Mandy, all the way back, Mandy talking about some, I don't even know if Kia's still around. It was talking about some macaroni and cheese. Mandy was like, man, that was the best macaroni. I heard about the macaroni and cheese all the way to the crib. I was like, I didn't have no macaroni and cheese. I had barbecue. What you talking about? Listen. Whoever made that macaroni and cheese, I got to go and get the recipe because they put their foot in
it. Listen, my sister, my big sister, she has a catering business, and that's one of her specialties. That's one that sells out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell Mandy that because she was like, I'm gonna text Kia and see if she can make me some macaroni. I said, listen, it ain't never cheese and macaroni. What's the big deal? She told me, E-Man, you know. She said, I went back to get some and it was gone. And I asked Destiny, can I have that little Kona? I said, that's because you was hungry. But no, we enjoyed it, man. It was a beautiful thing. And we just excited about what God is doing in you guys' life and over there on We Talk Radio. Why? Because this network is thriving. It's off the chain. But guess what, fellas? We're going to get on up out of here. I know it's late. It's Sunday afternoon and we all got to go to work tomorrow. The vacation is over. Yeah, I was off last Monday, but got to get it hit it tomorrow. And so we want to thank all of you over on the network that's listening. We want to thank all of you that's on the phone line that's listening. We want to thank you because it was just a music show tonight. Just thought we'll do something just a little bit different because you ain't going to never know what I'm going to do. You know, we're going to start our interviews. We're going to start inviting people in and interviewing them. We're going to do a lot of live remotes out. You know, we're going to cover a lot of concerts, a lot of stuff that's going on in the community. You know, and Mr. T. Smiley, actually next Saturday we'll be over in an event. It's called the Kids Business Fair. You know, we'll be over there out in the community. Why? Because this is what we do on the network, support each other. And so I want to thank Ms. Kia Davis for the opportunity. I want to thank Mr. T. Smiley for the opportunity. So, guys, check us out next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, I got to get out of here. So you guys have a blessed one. May the Lord God bless you real good. Until next weekend, till next Sunday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
Good night.
You're tuned into We Talk